The Bishop of Fréjus-Toulon in France has organised a conference to study, promote and renew the appreciation of liturgical formation and celebration, particularly in light of the teaching and example of Pope Benedict XVI. The Sacra Liturgia Conference is taking place during the Year of Faith to commemorate 50 years since the start of the Second Vatican Council, in accordance with the pastoral recommendations for the Year of Faith issued by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. Bishop Dominique Ray says the focus of the conference will be on the place of the liturgy in the new evangelization. He spoke with Vatican Radio.
This conference is in June in Rome, and the subject is the place of a liturgy and the formation, liturgical formation for the new evangelization. I participate, have the joy to participate to the synod for the new evangelization. I have seen with different personalities and key cardinals and bishops the essential place of a liturgy for the new evangelization, because in the liturgy we receive the grace of God, and in the liturgy this association between the sacrament, the transmission of faith, the content of faith, and the meeting of all the community during this sacred moment. And so for all this reason, the liturgy is the source and the goal of a mission of the Church. And so it was to, the sense of this conference is to insist about this place of liturgy for the new evangelization. And during this liturgy, during this different conferences, during this congress, we have different persons who come, Cardinal Rangin, Cardinal Burke, Cardinal Grandmaker, and also many bishops and experts. And all the conference want to see different aspects of the liturgy for the mission.
You mentioned that this follows from the Synod on the New Evangelization, which, as you said, you attended. And the Synod focused very much on the practical means of bringing the message of the Church of Christ and the Gospel to the people. How, in a very practical way, does the liturgy and does a focus on the liturgy preach the Gospel? How does it bring the Gospel to the people? How is the Gospel brought to the people through the liturgy?
I think the Synod has insisted about the fact that the evangelization is to meet Jesus Christ. And during the liturgy, it's an experience, it's a meeting of Jesus Christ, of His Word, of His real presence, of the presence of Jesus by the minister of a church, of a priest, by also all the community, but together by faith, and it's an experience of to meet Jesus Christ, and it's the beginning of the missions. And I think to develop the liturgy as the source and the goal of the new evangelization, we have to insist about to well celebrate the liturgy, because we receive the liturgy. It's not an invention or creation, personal creation with its own personal subjectivity. Secondly, to give, especially in the word, secularized word, the sense of a sacred thing, the sense of a mystery, the sense of a sacrifice. It's not a meeting as other meetings we can live in the world. It's a place where we can meet Jesus Christ. And we are engaged in, inserted in a tradition. It's a memorial, you see. And for many persons, we have no roots. Perhaps the liturgy is the main route to give the real and actual presence of Jesus Christ. And also, I think it's important the celebrations has to be celebrated by the priest, but also to prepare teams, liturgical teams. It's essentially the action of a priest, but also the lay person has to well prepare to read the lectures, to prepare the liturgical space, and I think to well prepare before to enter to for the mass, to be with his heart prepared to enter in contact with Jesus during the celebration. It's a new conscience. We need a new conscience of the essentiality of a celebration in our life.
You mentioned in your remarks that the event was also inspired by the liturgical teaching of Pope Benedict XVI. Obviously, a conference of this magnitude was prepared well in advance of Pope Benedict's very sudden resignation of the Petrine ministry. And now, of course, the conference is going on because of the liturgy is, of course, very important. Can you speak about how this conference will address the legacy of Pope Benedict's teaching on the liturgy during his pontificate?
This meeting is, I can say that we have received many things from the Pope Benedict about the liturgy. He had developed many conferences and many teachings about the sense of liturgy. And I think we have received of His Magister first in his way to celebrate the Mass, the sense of a liturgy open for the universal expression of faith, and when he decided in Summorum Pontificum to give a place for extraordinary form of rite, in the same way of ordinary form of rite, it was not only a tolerance, but also to permit for all the Christians, and above all for them who were attached, linked with the extraordinary form of rite, to feel they believe to the only one communion of in the Church. And the vocation of Church and the vocation of the ministry of St. Peter is to put together. And the liturgy has not to divide the Christian, but to it. And we have received a sense of liturgy as a place of communion, and from the Pope Benedict also the sense of the interiority, the intimacy. And all the teaching insist about the whole presence of Jesus Christ, the sense of adoration, of the place of the adoration. There is no evangelization without sense of adoration. And we received many things for the Pope. And so the conference, all the conferences we organized in June during this Congress is to give thanks to Pope Benedict. And I think with the Pope Francis, I was very touched by the fact that the Pope celebrates each day for the workers of the Vatican. And the Magister of the Pope Francis is to be very close to the persons. And he gives a sense of proximity, see. And the first proximity is the proximity of Jesus in the Eucharist, because he enters in my life, in my body. Okay, and the fact that the Pope each day gave the Eucharist for the workers is to insist that the first service we have to give for the Christian now is to celebrate the Mass. It's a very important service, and it begins with the day, each day, by this service of a liturgy.
So Pope Benedict wished as well, the establishment of a new liturgical movement, as it was for the Second Vaticanum, very, very important. And so the conference you're organizing could be also seen a little bit in this spirit to give birth to a new liturgical movement.
Yeah. I think the new evangelization is not only to develop initiatives and actions in different, but also to permit to the persons to meet Jesus Christ, and the service of a new evangelization is. To permit all the person to receive the Eucharist, and so there is a deep link between the insistence of evangelization. It was the fruit of Vatican II, and the new evangelization, and the insistence of the Pope Benedict about the liturgy. I think for the presently we suffer too much of in some parts of the church of to lose the sense of liturgy and to have a liturgy which was animation, was expression, subjective expression, and. In the same time, I could see that when there is this loss of sense of liturgy, there is also a diminution of a mission. See. And so the goal of this, the purpose of this conference is to show the link, very link, deep link between evangelization and mission. And the magister of the Pope Benedict about the liturgy, about the adoration of the Holy Sacrament, is very important to understand the source of a mission. See. And also another theme, I think, for Benedict, I was thinking about this in just a moment. It was the sense of communion. The communion we are in a world where the communion is to say a perpetual negotiation on persons for consensus. That the communion is given by a relationship with Jesus. Is to when we are close to Jesus, we could be in communion with the Word, all the persons. And when we lost the sense of Eucharist, we lost the capacity to make the communion between the persons, in the Word. See? And it was also a deep teaching of the Pope about the sense of communion. And third thing I could say, we are in a very, there is une dérive. There's a trouble, difficulties about we are in a world very active. We are in a sense of performance. We are in a world of the success. And the Eucharist is to place our action under the action of Jesus. And so it's important for to as a message for the world today, to give a sense of adoration, of primacy of grace before our efforts, our work.
And liturgy is a living thing, no? It is changing during the centuries, and it's always living. And so we have already seen that also Pope Francis has many new inputs. And how do you feel about changes that could arise with a new pope?
We are in the beginning of this pontificate. I can't say I'm not a prophet, and to see, to imagine what he could say. And I think he gives a message of simplicity and a proximity, and I think he gave us also the message of to give not the peripheric things, but to give the presence of God, of Christ, by your own testimony, your personal testimony, you see. And in the fact of his proximity is not only to be successful, is I think he wants to give to the person the presence of God by our charity, and he celebrates the Mass with this personality. And I think before his teaching, before the message we have to hear in the future, in a few months or years, I think simply with the fact he celebrates the Eucharist, the manner of to celebrate of the Eucharist is a message. You see, message of simplicity, message of proximity, message of charity, and you see, for the new evangelization, we need Christians who are convicted. Christians who are coherent. And Christians who are sign of charity. And the three C. Convicted, coherent, charity. And I think the Pope, Francis, gives this 3C.
Well, partly I think she asked my question, but I would be very curious if you had a message to those people who fear that the importance of the liturgy will be a little bit decreased with the new Pope, in contrast with Pope Benedict.
The fact is that the Pope proposed to the persons in the beginning, early morning, the Mass, is not a problem of in his calendar to find one place. He begins his day by the liturgy. That is to say, is the first class in his life. See, and the way he prays and he puts with all the people in the. With the public, the assistants, and different signs shows that he wants to give to the liturgy a real place, and is the first testimony of a church, of a love of church. And so I think I was very touched also when he begins his ministry, the balcony of at his personal presentation. He asked the people to pray for him. And it's a testimony of authenticity, of disponibility, of poverty. And I think this message is very important. And in the way he celebrates the Mass, this character appears.